Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of fire hydrants, koala bears, retractable pens, and autograph lines.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 471, Somewhere Way Out There, part 8.
It's time for the 4th Annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April Extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 8 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. 2 A's, 2 T's, spell it right? Say it right. And here's what you missed by not listening to the other episodes. Aliens have landed on Mars to build some sort of amusement resort for aliens. But they also sent 2 representatives to Earth who claim to go by the names of Shanksa Cree and Drevik Naff. These aliens are constantly oozing and letting off foul odors. You know, sometimes it's good to be just the narrator. These aliens have taken over the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, kicking everyone else out, including Danny Hillcrest, who has rented a room above Caprica Coffee's Coffee Shop, Coffee Bar, and Coffee Express, where every cup of coffee is just $2. Small, medium, large, even their Caprica Coffee Cauldron. Yeah, that place. When last we left, Clinton, who had just moved his studio out of the Venus Arms and back to his house, was visiting Danny to pick up his digital voice assistant. The device had mysteriously shown up in the rented room, sitting next to the specular MSB3500 digital camera with voice synthesis capabilities. Wow, that's a mouthful. We also found out that General K. Winston Calamity and Earth Representative Chelmsworth T. Burpington have returned to the Venus Arms for a second meeting with the aliens. Let's join Clinton and Danny in the rented room above Caprica Coffee's... whatever.
I'd sure like to be a fly on the wall during that conversation.
That's one weird thing to wish for. Why don't you wish for something practical, like a million donuts or sneakers with headlights?
I just want to hear what they're talking about.
Room monitor activated.
Thank you for seeing us again so soon.
Do you guys mind if I crack a window?
General, please. We must respect our alien guests.
Wait, is that from inside the meeting? How is that possible?
Ha ha ha. He laughed knowingly to himself.
As I have already explained, our Mars resort is not designed for creatures such as yourself.
But you already knew that, didn't you? After all, you flew one of your primitive satellites over the construction area.
Hey, you didn't have a tarp over it or anything. We need to be sure you're not building some kind of military base that would be a threat to the United States.
And the rest of the world.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Yes, well, as I told you yesterday, the photos from that satellite were somehow leaked to the public. And, well, now everyone is excited to go to your Mars park.
That is not possible. We do not build for oxygen breathers. How would you even get to Mars? You can barely get off this planet.
Listen, pal, we've been to the moon. Twice.
Actually, General, it was 6 times.
Don't exaggerate.
It is interesting that you mention that heavenly body. Anticipating you might be back, I struggled to find a way to accommodate your request. After all, at Seven Worlds Amusement Collective, Our mission is to satisfy every customer request. I was looking out the window when it suddenly struck me. Your moon.
Our moon?
While it is nowhere near as large as Mars, we should be able to build a human habitable facility there.
That's marvelous.
However, as I have pointed out before, this is outside of our core competencies. It might be difficult to persuade my superiors. I would need to convince them to divert an occasional supply ship headed for Mars to deliver resources to your moon.
Splendid! A wonderful plan!
Ha! Silly humans! You still will not be able to get there!
No, and I dare say Elon Musk won't help us with this one.
I have also considered that.
He's rather an odd egg, you know.
Here is my proposal.
Sent his own car into space.
I estimate the cost of the moon resort to be approximately 3.2 billion euros.
In English, please?
Approximately $4 billion.
That's a lot of approximate.
If you could build your own shuttles to fly to your moon, that would show my superiors good faith on your part.
Sad to say, we don't have the technology to build that kind of shuttle.
We have basic plans that we could modify and supply to you.
That is all your species can handle.
No sweat. How many shuttles are we talking about?
16,000 should do.
Hold on. Let me sip some water. 16,000?
Is that a problem?
No, of course not. Don't be silly. It's just that,
I estimate it will cost you $250,000 to manufacture each unit. For a total of $4 billion. That would be an equal commitment on both our parts.
Wonderful! And General, look at the bright side. We'll also gain the knowledge that will help us improve our space programs.
I am afraid that will not do. We cannot give you that much advanced technology. You will build the shuttles, but we will install the instrumentation and engines that will make spaceflight possible.
Oh, of course, we understand. We'll hack it later, Chelmsworth.
No, you will not.
Yes, we will.
Then we have an agreement?
Yes. I believe I can sell this idea to our Earth governments.
Not so fast, people. Person and others. Before any civilians go there, I want an inspection of this resort by my troops.
Why? Do you not trust us, human?
Math, remember that our mission is to satisfy every customer request. We agree to your inspection.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Thank you. It means thank you.
Wow. It looks like we're going to have a moon park.
I love it. Do you think they'll build it in Ohio? Hey, maybe it will be near Cedar Point.
A resort on the moon? Now I've heard of everything, except the things I haven't heard about. Think about that while you're waiting for part 9 of Somewhere Way Out There.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.